People who are homeless have a tough time finding work. Some have criminal records, for instance. Many just face stigma from employers. And yet in Atlanta, there's an organization that has figured out a way to get jobs for hundreds of people who have been homeless. And WABE's Stephanie Stokes takes a look.
We're in a big warehouse that's owned by a printing company called IMS. Marcus Ely walks past aisles of boxes and points to workers getting orders ready to ship.
See, I started on this line way back there with a lady at.
He was promoted and now makes $10 an hour, pulling items from warehouse shelves. We pass his coworkers.
Hey, what's up, Jack? I'm a partner, Jack.
Marcus checks in with everyone.
Yeah, everybody like me around here.
He says that's because he's a good worker, and he also knew some of the people here before, when they lived together at a shelter. Like them, Marcus got this job when he was homeless, through a nonprofit called First Step.
I don't know that anybody in any city is employing as many people who have been homeless as First Step.
Dave Schaefer leads First Step, which finds about 800 jobs for the homeless every week. It operates like a temp agency, sending workers to companies that need them. The nonprofit also drug tests, provides counseling, and even arranges transportation to jobs. But until a year ago, it employed less than 100 people a week and had trouble growing. Schaefer says that frustrated First Step's founder.
Hey, you know, we're doing this, but we're not doing it in a big enough scale to really make a significant impact. How can we do this in a way that honestly makes a difference?
The problem was not enough companies were signing up to hire the homeless. Schaefer says that's partly due to stereotypes and because the staffing industry's really competitive. So First Step did something pretty unprecedented. It bought out a for-profit staffing agency.
First Step was able to cobble north of $7 million together to acquire the book of business, if you will, from a staffing company that was based here in Atlanta.
And then Schaefer says First Step took over all of the agency's contracts.
They had about 100 customers that they billed in a year. And after year one of us owning that business, we really lost virtually no customers and added 12. So we actually grew the business.
With workers who'd been homeless. And here's what's more surprising. Inside the companies First Step inherited in the buyout, I met people who didn't notice a change with the new employees. Rebecca McLeod is a supervisor at IMS, the printing company where Marcus Ely works.
Until a month or so ago, I didn't know that most of the First Step people were some homeless, some in shelters and stuff. I had no idea. And I still didn't know Marcus was until today. So
I actually outed Marcus with my interview. To be clear, the higher-ups at IMS did know employees were homeless. But besides that, First Step doesn't advertise their backgrounds. And McLeod doesn't think it's important.
They always get here when they're supposed to. I mean, I don't see much of a difference in, you know, the way they work and the way other people work.
Now, First Step admits it can't employ all of the estimated 4,000 people who are homeless in Atlanta. For example, if someone fails a drug test, they're sent elsewhere for help. But by buying that for-profit staffing agency, the nonprofit thinks it found the best way to reach those people who are homeless and are ready to work. Like Marcus, who's now out of a shelter and renting a room. He marked his first anniversary at IMS.
And like I've been talking to this guy who been here with me, we always talking, I'm like, man, it's going to be a year since we've been here. We tell each other that and we do our little party dance. Oh, yeah, we've been here for a year, man.
Now he's thinking about what's next. And so is First Step. After its success in Atlanta, the nonprofit's looking to try out its model in other cities, like Philadelphia and Chicago. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.